The Passing of the Torch by Don Nicholas. As the years gracefully wove their tapestry over the village, the herbalist, once vibrant and sprightly, now felt the gentle tug of age on her bones. Her once nimble fingers, accustomed to plucking delicate petals and crafting potent potions, now bore the marks of a lifetime's worth of healing. Yet, her spirit remained as bright as the sun-kissed petals in her garden. One crisp autumn morning, as the leaves danced in the breeze, Alara sat in her garden, lost in thought. Her gaze wandered over the rows of herbs, each holding a story, a remedy, a piece of her heart. It was then that she felt a gentle presence beside her. "Good morning, dear herbalist," came a voice, soft yet filled with determination. Turning, the herbalist beheld a young face, eyes sparkling with curiosity and reverence. It was her apprentice Amanda, a budding healer drawn to the secrets of herbs like a moth to flame. "Ah, good morning, my dear," the herbalist greeted with a smile, her wrinkles crinkling at the corners of her eyes. "What brings you to the garden so early?" The apprentice hesitated for a moment, as if gathering courage before speaking. I wanted to learn from you, to absorb every bit of wisdom you have to offer," she confessed, her voice trembling with emotion. "But more than that, I want to carry on your legacy, to ensure that the knowledge of herbs never fades from our village." A warmth spread through the herbalist's chest, a sense of fulfillment that transcended words. She reached out and took the apprentice's hand, squeezing it gently. "My dear, your dedication fills my heart with joy," she said, her voice soft but resolute. "Come, let us sit and talk of the future." And so, beneath the shade of the ancient oak tree, the herbalist and her apprentice spoke of dreams and aspirations, of trials and triumphs. They shared stories of healing, of laughter, of moments that stitched the fabric of their lives together. As the sun began its descent, casting golden hues upon the earth, the herbalist knew that the time had come. With a solemn yet radiant smile, she stood before the village, her voice carrying the weight of years yet resonating with unwavering strength. "Dear friends," she began, her words weaving a tapestry of gratitude and reverence, "today marks a new chapter in our journey. For as the seasons change, so too must we embrace the passage of time." With trembling hands, the herbalist passed a wooden staff adorned with herbs to her apprentice, a symbol of trust, of guidance, of legacy. And as the villagers gathered around, their faces illuminated by the fading light, they bore witness to a moment that transcended generations. "For you, my dear apprentice," the herbalist whispered, her voice a melody carried by the wind. "Carry forth the flame of knowledge, tend to the garden of wisdom, and let the secrets of herbs flourish for all who seek their solace." With tears glistening in her eyes, the apprentice accepted the staff, feeling the weight of responsibility and the lightness of purpose intertwine within her soul. And as the village erupted into applause, the herbalist knew that her legacy was safe in the hands of the next generation. As twilight descended upon the village, casting shadows long and deep, Alara and Amanda stood side by side, their silhouettes etched against the canvas of the sky. And as the stars began to twinkle overhead, they felt the embrace of nature's eternal embrace, a reminder that though time may march ever onward, the spirit of healing endures, timeless and true. And so, as the night unfolded its velvet cloak, enfolding the village in a tender embrace, the herbalist and her apprentice embarked on a new chapter of their journey, guided by the light of wisdom and the boundless love that thrived within the garden of their hearts.